What is up, guys? Brett here. Recently, RSL played the Seattle Sounders 2 to a 2-1 win in the U.S. Open Cup. During the game, there were some crazy calls, including a free kick 6 yards from the goal line for RSL, which Javier Morales put in the back of the net to put the score at 2-1. This week's episode will be an audio from the post-game interviews with head coach Jeff Cassar, goalie Jeff Antonella, and midfielder Javier Morales. Next week, Rich and I will be back to break down the game, and we hope you enjoy.
Hey, Chris.
Jeff, what were you doing in the second half that you weren't able to establish in the first half?
Well, we just played with urgency and passion, and we had reactions. It just wasn't there first half. Credit to the players for coming out in the second half, and somebody's stepping up. You get opportunities, and you have to seize them. And the second half was a lot better than the first.
Who stepped up in your mind?
Well, I think everybody in the second half, because I don't think anybody was getting the first. So I think, collectively, the guys stepped up. I thought our substitutions brought energy and quality, which at a certain point we needed. But everybody just picked up their intensity. Because it was just too flat in the first half, and that's concerning because that's what we talked about the whole entire time, was not to start like that. But we won.
So cliche question: what was the speech or delivery at halftime?
Yeah, I wasn't happy. I'll leave it at that. And I just wanted a response from the guys. I think everyone in the room knew it wasn't good enough. I think everyone in the stadium knew it wasn't good enough, and I just let them know that, and I wanted a response, and that's it.
You have an update on Justin Glad?
It could be a concussion. I don't know, but he's had a history of them before, so we need to be careful. He started to get blurry in one eye, so we took him out.
Do you know
when
Elias Vasquez will be back into the
fold
for you guys?
I don't. There's some issues going on, and we're going to sort those out as quickly as possible and get him to join the team.
Sorry, are you sweating your center back options at the moment?
Yeah, it's getting I thought Fanny did a great job stepping in. Aaron Mond has been playing a lot of games now, and I think is starting to get into a little bit of a rhythm, which is good. But it is getting thin back there, yeah, without a doubt.
What does this win do for you guys in terms of maybe establishing some momentum? I know it's not league play, but can you take any of this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we definitely can. I thought we created a lot of chances in the second half. Guys were able to get a lot of fitness. Joao lasted a complete 90 minutes, and I believe that's his first. So a lot of positive things like that to take. It was a great response. I think we can. You can see where we can be explosive. You see where we can be dynamic. Can we do that more? Can the guys play with enough freedom to express themselves in the attack? And then the guys behind them making sure they're in good positions if the play breaks down. And their one goal came off of, a letdown mentally from our team. Everyone was thinking the whistle's going to blow. And I had mentioned to Daryl, I go, I'm gonna be surprised if Ole Miss sees this guy running. And sure enough, he went right in. We have to be sharp for 90 minutes to win games.
It's getting kind of old these days, but just what kind of a difference is Javier Morales making in the game? He comes in and it seems like he's
smart. Well, I think obviously it's quality, it's vision, and he's a winner. You could see he wanted to win that game, not just participate in it, have a nice pass or this or that. He wanted to win. And what we need is got 11 players on the field that want to win, and then the substitutions that will do anything what it's going to take to help us win games. It's not about being an individual. It's about the team, and we're going to need that going forward.
Talking about Ole Miss's letdown in the first half, in the second half,
yep,
and spun around the defense. I mean, is that a talking point with him and trying to get him to stay engaged the entire game?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's still a young man. And there's definitely coaching points, both good and bad, and that's for everybody. There's coaching points for me, good and bad, as well. I got to look in the mirror. But it's that little letdown. And then the second half, you can see urgency. I mean, almost when he plays with urgency, he's a handful. I mean, who can stay with him? He's faster, he's bigger, he's stronger than most of the players that are standing across from him. Now you got to go out and do it. And I thought the second half he made an impact on the game. And did a great job.
Anything else for Jeff? Sean?
Along those same lines with Plata, him coming back from injury, so it seemed like second half he woke up, maybe the altercation was low, maybe got him a little fired up. Did you see something similar to that with him having an improvement in the second half and him waking up a bit more?
Yeah, I mean, listen, when you take 4.5 months off of playing soccer and then you come back, it's going to take a little bit of time. There's going to be some great, some bad, some in the middle. And Joel has been working extremely hard. And as long as he's staying aggressive, that's a good thing for us. He needs to continue to be aggressive, continue to get fitter. But you can see there was a little bit of he's a winner too. He wants to win. And it was a good response from him in the second half.
A lot of youth ended up in the back line with Boyd, Fanny, Aaron. How do you think they dealt with the problems that Seattle was?
Pretty good, you know, for a group that hasn't played together very much, or at all. But pretty good, you know. I thought that we got caught a couple times, with Craven making some nice runs up there at the top, but dealt with it pretty good. You know, it's always nice to have Jeff back there communicating and helping those guys out. But it was a little bit rough at times, got better, and I thought as the game went on, they got better as well. Cool.
Jeff, I saw that you were pretty animated when the second half started in that huddle.
I think people watching the game saw that the first half wasn't good enough, you know, and we needed a wake-up call, and, you know, to everyone's credit, that's what happened. You know, when you play a bad half and, like, things aren't looking great at all, and, you know, we're losing to this team, and it's kind of like, you know, we got to wake up, we got to realize the situation we're in, and, you know, I saw a little bit of red, but, you know, just trying to get the guys going, and, you know, the guys answered the call. Can't ask for much more than that, the way they responded.
Is that compounded by the fact that it's a tournament game? A loss means you're essentially out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was more of, for me personally, I think it was more of, you know, like, let's get back to the way we know how to play. You know, any type of win, tournament, regular season game, we want to win it. You know, we're at home and the fans paid money to be here, so we want to play good soccer for them. We want to play good soccer for ourselves, and, you know, we got a big week coming up. And, you know, anything less than 3 points in this game, you know what I mean, it would have been a big deal. So the guys answered, the guys responded, we got the 2 goals, and then we protected the lead. The second half was night and day from the first half. So, you know, all the credit goes out to the guys on the fields for answering the call, and they stepped up.
So is it frustrating to know that you can play that way in the second half?
You know, obviously you want to put a full 90 minutes together, but, you know, I think the thing to build off of with this game is just how different the two halves were. You know, we came in the locker room, regrouped, got back out on the field and played the way that we know that we're capable of playing. And hopefully this type of momentum carries over to next week. You know, towards the end we were connecting, we were playing some really, really good soccer towards the end, some of the best I've seen all year from us. So hopefully, you know, come Sunday, yep. Come Sunday, you know, we're out there doing the same things, and this half kind of carries over into the start of the next one.
Right. Sorry, I was watching.
Have you ever seen a call like that, indirect free kick?
I saw on TV, but it never happened to me. I talked with the guys after the game. I wish I could have one, and, you know, the call happened, and tonight I have it. I'm happy because I scored.
It seemed like you talked to Plata quite a bit right before that free kick. What was kind of going through your mind? What were your conversations?
Yeah, because, like I told you, always, you know, when you watch TV and saw those free kicks, you know, you always see that somebody touch it and smash it, you know, and somebody always, you know, rebounds or something happens. So what I thought before that happened, you know, I told Plata, you know, I want to look for the space, you know, and I try to put there, you know, doesn't matter. And he played back to me and I did it.
Was it kind of nice to come off the bench tonight? I mean, you just looked a little bit fire.
I want to play, you know, and I was talking with the staff, you know, before the game, you know, I'm 35 years old, you know, and have a, I don't know how many or how much more games I have left. So I want to play, like, everything, you know, everything. I'm happy to play, you know, Open Cup, you know, regular game, Champions League, everything, you know. And tonight, you know, I asked Jeff, you know, why he didn't put me in the start, and he said I had to rest, and I understand, but when I jump on the bench, you know, I want to play so hard.
When you come in, what's your mentality going in?
I think is when you are out, is easier, you know, to see the game, to see the spaces. And I saw it in the first half. So I knew it, you know, where was the space. You know, I thought that Plata was wide open most of the time, but we didn't use it too much in the first half. When I come in, I tried to play with him, you know, a lot of time, and I think that worked.
Do you feel like the relationship with you and Plata is getting back to where it was a year ago?
I think, you know, when you play with players that play good, it doesn't matter the relationship, you know, and he is a good player, and I love to play with good players, you know, like him, you know, and it's nice to play with guys like him.
You think he's getting back into form now?
I hope so. Yeah, he's getting better and better, you know, and he's a smart guy and he's getting there.
What's this win mean for you guys?
Huh?
What does this win mean for you guys?
A lot, because we had to win, you know. If before the game, if we thought that it's gonna be an easy game, you know, we was wrong. Right now, you know, after the game, we are happy because we get a win and we advance.
Thanks, Bobby.
Yeah, no problem.
Congrats, man.